and what God is saying today. And, you know, he's called us to the body of Christ. He's all given us the ministry of reconciliation, of reconcile men, women, children back to God. And so again, it's just really showing me, like, the importance of having God's will in our heart, praying for the laborers, you know, receiving the sound encouragement. So, like, this is just so important for us to walk with God, that we, you know, don't forsake the fellowship, you know, that we connect to where we're being fed, that we are doing what God is putting in our hearts to do. So just like as we see in the scripture, you know, after they received Holy Spirit, you know, they continued what? Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, breaking of bread, fellowshipping. You know, they were moving in a great and mighty way, which was by the Spirit. You know, and like Amber was sharing, which really blessed me, you know, when we're walking with God, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to be dreaming, but we're going to be living in faith. So signs, miracles and wonders, what did Jesus Christ say? They follow the believer. So when we are believing, God is at work. And so again, 5 years where me and Amber did really commit to receive the heavenly words through my dad. And again, it blesses me because my dad, you know, he didn't say you have to connect to me. He told me, he said, you don't have to come here. You go ask God. Go ask God if I should go to this church. You ask God where you should connect, because God uses his people in the earth to speak through them. And when they're walking with God and we're humbling and we receive those words, so like when Paul says, you know, you didn't receive it as the words of man, but as it was so the word of God. That was for their benefit, because they didn't just see Paul, but they seen the Spirit of God working in Paul. And so now we have that Spirit, and so we can speak by the Spirit of God. We can speak forth those heavenly words, and when people receive it with a humble heart, God will go to work. They will benefit. And so I have seen this through connecting with my dad, and not just looking at him, okay, he's my father, yes, I love and respect him, but he's also a spokesman for God. And so whenever he speaks into my life, it comes to pass. God goes to work, because I receive it and believe it, and is always for edification. Even when sometimes reproof has to come in, it's always done with love and encouragement to believe rightly and to keep the focus. And that's what we're to do, right? So let's not get caught up. Like, I work very long hours. I can't get caught up. I've been at work, you know, very long today. I don't have time to do this. Like, God has to be first. And when you put God first, you know, you're the one that will benefit. You will be blessed. You know, because God really wants us to benefit and to rule and to reign in this life by Christ Jesus. And the way we do that is by believing God's report, not the world's report. Like, the world wants you sad, fear, ill, always sickness. Jesus Christ came and dealt with all of this. Like, by his stripes we were healed. It's already paid for. And the way we receive it through manifestation is by, yes, it's done. That is that simple. It's just by faith. By believing. And God manifests it. And so this is the journey that we're seeing here in England, when, you know, really, we're really committed to this. You know, like doing the practices. Again, we encourage each other. You know, we confess good. Watch your tongue. And watch what you're saying. Speak good. Speak in tongues much. Like, really speak in tongues as much as you can, because this is for your edification. This is for your spiritual growth. And honor God with your substance from the first fruits of all your increase. You know, people miss that out when they read Proverbs 5. They say, yeah, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. They stop there. They don't continue on where it says, and to honor God with all your first fruits of all your increase, because you're going to be blessed. That's trusting God, because, you know, we are not the servant of money, but money is our servant. And so we put the money to the test. We trust God. That's why we honor. It's for your benefit. You, Paul said it in Corinthians, you who them that sow sparingly, they reap sparingly, but those that sow bountifully will reap bountifully. You know, and it's not about the money, but it's about the heart. And we've seen God's heart through him giving his son, Jesus Christ, for us. We were separated from God because of sin. But God sent Christ to fix the connection, and them that call upon him will be saved. So why are we entangling ourselves with the troubles of this life, when God has already raised us above every situation? He's already got every solution to every problem. And when we turn to him, he comes with the solution. It's when we do it in our own strength, that's when fear, worries and troubles come, because we're doing it in our carnal self. And yeah, we do it. It's okay. We don't condemn ourselves, because guess what? There's no condemnation in Christ. That's a trick too. So we don't condemn ourselves, but we walk with God. We have that relationship with him, and we seek him with all our hearts. And so, like, God is great, and he wants to do mighty things through you, like he did through all the people of the old. Moses, David, and that was a different time. We really are more privileged now, because we obtain the Holy Spirit. It lives within us. They had it upon. So we got it within, around, upon, because we are chosen of God. We are God's spokesman. And when our heart and our mind is lined up with him, he's able to do everything that he needs to do through us. We stop God through turning to the world, turning to the lies. That's how it stops. But when we wake up and we claim our day, when the negative thoughts come, we cast it down. We stand upon it. We put it under our feet into the obedience of Christ, because God is working in us. And we have to believe that. And yeah, every day we have to work at that. For me, sometimes I, in my flesh, can try and speak louder. But you have to take that stand. You have to remove those thoughts and replace it with the heavenly thoughts. And it goes. And you grow through doing that. That's the mind being renewed, because you're taking control of what's going in. So it's great. And, you know, we are learning. We're still learning. We're growing rapidly. And God has grown our fellowships. And so it's all glory to him. And I thank my God. I thank my dad for his faithful heart, for my mum and for her faithful heart towards God, and to do what God is showing them to do. And they've been a great example to me. So, like, we will do the greater works, because Christ, he prophesied it, he said it. Those that believe on him, the work that he did, shall we do also, and greater, because he goes unto the Father. So, I love each and every one of you, and don't lose sight of the desires that God has put in your heart. Continue to seek them. Continue to speak them from your mouth. Continue to sow your seed from your from the desire, sow that seed, sow the seed of finance, sow the seed of speaking in tongues. Do it with all your heart. Don't get caught up as in not being cheerful. Everything is with a cheerful heart, because we're doing it unto our God. And that's how we're blessed. It's really that simple. So I love you, and you are God's best. So bless you.
I just want to share something quickly. Sorry, Carl Morton. So as you know, in September, me and Danny went to America, and we had a wonderful, wonderful trip. God revealed some wonderful things to our heart and the people that we were with. Well, there was an opportunity, like there was one woman on my heart strong before we went to America, because we'd heard that she'd had cancer. And so before we left the UK, I was really praying, like building up to the trip. And as God was inspiring. And so when we went to America, we had an opportunity to meet this lady, which we didn't know if that was going to be available. But praise God it was, because God's plan is always better. And so when we got to, the reason I'm not sharing her name also is because it's her own personal testimony. And I'm sure if she desires, she'll share. And so when we went, this lady asked Danny, like, can you minister to me? I don't want this anymore, whatever she said. And that sounded bad, sorry. And so Danny just ministered. Danny, and the words that was coming from Danny's mouth were words from God. That I know Danny, I know how he speaks. And the words coming from his mouth and the things he was rebuking was God. It was wisdom and knowledge from God. Well, after he'd ministered, another person came up to him and said, Danny, did you know that she shared these things? And he said, no, it's about witchcraft. Anyway, we left America and had no report, haven't spoken to anyone. And then yesterday we received a message to say that this lady had gone to the hospital and she is cancer-free now. She's got a good report from the doctor. So this really, really encouraged me and Danny. It blessed me and Danny. That trip was so awesome. Memories that won't ever leave us, you know. But to go there with God's heart, to minister wherever we needed to, or to be ministered to, you know, you don't know the needs. And so when we heard that yesterday, we just rejoiced in our God, because it's not us, but we were available at the time needed, and God did what he needed to do. So yeah, let's give God the glory. Yeah. You know, another person free from that what we don't even need to speak about. So yeah, God bless you. I wanted to share that.
Love you guys.